It's interesting, he's had opportunities in the past. He could have gone into the England squad under Steve McLaren, thought better of it. He could have gone into Newcastle earlier this season as part of the backroom staff. But again, he might have been a kind of fig leaf for newcomers then, like Joe Kinnear. He's quite cunning. The situation now is that he's in sole charge. And also, should he fail, it's not his fault because it's only 8 games left. If they do go down, all he's done is failed to pull them out of a terrible tailspin.
Will he stay on next season if they go down?
I find that hard to imagine. That would be a kind of quagmire in a way. How much money will there be? The owner, Mike Ashley, has lost a lot of money already in the sense that he's bought the club and found his investment is now worth less than it was. So I think there's rocky times ahead unless he can keep them up.
And the big question, Kevin, is whether they can keep him up. I mean, the Comments Is Free part of Guardian's website has been running a poll and they're roughly two-thirds believe that he has no chance of avoiding relegation, whereas a third remain optimistic. What do you think?
I think it's absurd saying no chance because they're only 2 points off safety. But they have, in my view, quite a difficult programme ahead of them with Chelsea coming on Saturday. The thing you have to bear in mind, though, is that people think Alan Shearer is boring. Well, I don't agree with this. I think he was a very exciting player at his best. And also, he has got charisma in the eyes of the Geordie nation. And there will really be a tremendous atmosphere at the remaining home games. And I guess the club are hoping that it's going to pay off in terms of points.
And will he have the full support of the chairman?
Well, he has. I mean, obviously, he can't buy any players at the moment, so talk is cheap. I mean, you can have the full support as long as you don't ask for access to his bank account.